Welcome to Open the Bible Daily. Today, Pastor Collins' reflection is the first false teaching about Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." God became a man in Christ Jesus. The body of Jesus was like ours. He grew in strength from a baby to a child to a man, and he knew what it was like to be hungry, thirsty, and weary. The first heresy, the first false teaching that the early church had to contend with was not the denial that Jesus was God, but the denial that he was man. In that culture, people got to thinking, how could God, who is pure spirit, possibly get mixed up with something as base as the human body? There was a nervousness about the Son of God taking on human flesh. But that is precisely what the Bible teaches. That's why you find in the second letter of John, verse 7, "Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh." If the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word remained spirit," we would have to limit God's interest in our lives to the things of the spirit, like prayer, meditation, and Bible study. It would mean that God was concerned with your heart, but not with your home, with your spirit, but not with your schedule, with your character, but not with your activity. But the Bible doesn't say the Word remains spirit. It says the Word became flesh. God entered the world of noisy kids and pushy parents, the world of overcrowded schedules and unscrupulous traders, the world of relentless pressures and unending demands. When Jesus went to the cross, he died, not only to save your soul, but also to redeem your life, every part of it. What are some areas of your life that you wonder if God is interested in?